word. A handy dandy belt to dad. What the heck? Just hang it out. Talking dad stuff.
Don't give school dads any dad guff.
So take a knee. Use inside voices. We're talking no malarkey. Tire pressure. Playing catch. Time up. Corner doing raids. It's your bedtime. Eat your veggies. Pull up a lawn chair and open some suds.
Hey, dude.
Hey, why you got a lady in the shower behind you?
What? What do you mean? She scared me. I love it. Dude, when we have to go back to being in the regular studio and we can't have these weird backgrounds behind us on Zoom, we're going to lose half of our comedy, man.
I know. It's where all the jokes are.
We get so much mileage out of this on a radio show where no one can see it.
I think you're going to have to hand paint a new background every week. And you're going to have to paste it up on the wall.
No. Too much work. No.
No, you're locked in now. Because like you said, that's where all the comedy is. So yeah. You have to.
This is Radioactive Dads, Adobe Radio. We're here every Wednesday. If you miss any of it live on the radio, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. So hello and welcome, however you're listening. I'm Brett. He's Nathan. And we both used to be on TV shows. And we'll be on them again. One of us, big news on that front. But anyway, now we're dads also, though, and we talk about that. We talk about life and everything. I have on my Zoom background during this episode, which you guys can't see, but whatever, makes us laugh. I got a lady in the shower. Now, let me tell you why, Nathan. And don't worry, everybody, this is PG. You can't see anything. It looks like a commercial, you know? Looks like a shampoo commercial, basically, right, Nathan?
But she's enjoying it a little too much.
I'm just saying, like, our wives and mother-in-laws listen to this show. I'm just trying to keep it. I'm letting them know, you know.
Oh, sure. This is a neck up shot.
Yeah, this is PG.
It's.
The point of the picture is not even the lady. The point of the picture is the shower head.
It's a nice looking shower head.
Yeah. Well, not even that specific shower head, but just a shower head. Because Nathan. Idea for a segment for this show.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
It's called Have You Seen This Yet? Okay. Here's my question, Nathan. Have you seen yet this commercial? It plays on, I don't know, plays on my TV or no, plays on the TV here at producer Katie's where we do the show all the time because we have like the news on in the background and stuff, especially during the morning show. Mm-hmm. And there's this commercial that plays for a brand new shower head from Moen. This is not a sponsor in any way or anything. But that's who makes it. It's a shower head where you put in like basically like it looks like a Keurig cup and it shoots out aromas as well in the shower. And every morning I look at this commercial, it started out like this where I was like, that's the dumbest thing ever, right? Yeah. But after about a week of watching these commercials, I'm like, I kind of need that shower head. So my question to you, Nathan, is have you seen this?
No. I have not. That seems brilliant from a business standpoint, because who would have thought that you could sell a consumable shower that you have to keep buying and buying and buying right? And buying?
Dude, there's probably a subscription service for the little Keurig pods.
Yeah. Wow. First world problem.
Tell me about it.
Shower does not have aromatherapy pods built into it.
Oh, hey, you got a package here by the front door. Oh, that's just my shower pods. Bring them in. I'm on a subscription. They come once a month.
Oh, man.
Dude, you could sign up your friends for like shower pod of the month clubs and stuff, you know?
This one smells like the Amazon.
Dude, we're getting so lazy, we just want the shower head to now wash us completely.
Yeah,
you know,
honestly,
make me smell better.
Yeah, you know how, like,
I just
they
want to
have
stand
the,
here.
What's it called? Mr. Clean has those car washing things. You just put it on the top of your hose and it's got the soap already in it.
Yeah.
Why aren't they doing that for humans?
Dude, you know? I know what they're doing.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning. You don't even have to move. Just turn on the water. Flick on the soap and just stand there and let it do the washing for you. That's actually not a bad idea.
You know, I mean, also, though, I mean, listen, this is like a first world thing for sure. And it's so silly.
Yeah.
But like the more we talk about it, man, I mean, it also probably freshens up the smell in the bathroom, you know, from whatever else you might have been doing in there that morning, you know. Two birds with one stone, as far as that goes. I was thinking, too, like, if I owned a chain of hotels, if I was a hotel baron, Nathan, I would quickly tell my staff to fill every hotel room with one of these shower heads and then pick a scent, you know? And then maybe, because then subconsciously you'd be like, oh, that hotel has those cool showers that always smell. Like, I'd try to call the company and, like, get our own exclusive scent or something, you know?
Yeah, I feel like, I feel like what it would have to be is you have your own scent, because otherwise it's just people doing like one right after the other, and every night there's a new one in there, and it's gonna be this weird, like, dank mega smell.
No, we'd figure we'd figure out the ultimate smell, the one true smell, the one smell to rule them all.
Well, yeah, I was waiting for it. You were getting there, and I knew it was coming eventually. Good boy.
We would fill that. We would fill our bathrooms with those shower heads, and then because you know, like when you go to McDonald's, or back in the day when we all used to walk into a McDonald's, every one of them smells the same, you know, or Starbucks, or the smell of Home Depot or Lowe's, whatever. But that big box hardware store they all have the same smell.
Or like your grandparents' house.
Yeah.
What do you think science has figured out? What the old person smell is?
Oh, I got ideas. I think I know. It's combination.
What is it?
It's combination of less showering, because I think the older you get, the more you're like, F it.
Yeah.
Who cares? So
like me right now,
a few less showers probably on grandma and grandpa, which is fine, because they're eventually, because they just smell like grandma and grandpa now, so it's all good.
Right.
And then also it's that combined with the furnace being turned up too high. And so a little extra sweat, a little extra funk going on.
Yeah, and it's just like burning the dust.
Yeah. It does have a little bit of that electrical dust smell. Like the smell that comes out of the back of a VCR that's been plugged in for too many years.
Yeah, yeah. And then like hints of arthritis cream, like Aspir cream, you know? A little bit of that. And then like 1940s paper.
Yeah. Yes.
You know? Because they've got that library, or those bunch of boxes of books that they haven't read since 1961.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But that's in there. And then like
or
old
just
record
stacks
covers
of old newspapers that are just stacked up in the corner. And it's like, I have the New York Times from every birthday since 1932. You know,
this one was when Eisenhower was inaugurated.
Look at this. Dewey beats Roosevelt or whatever. What's the famous one? Dewey beats Truman. That's what it is.
Yeah.
There's an old guy reference. I've seen too many Ken Burns documentaries.
It seems so.
Welcome to Radioactive Dads on Adobe Radio. This is the show. It's a bit random sometimes.
This is it, man.
So
we don't plan any of this.
Here's the game then, Nathan, with this shower head. I've described it to you. It kind of looks like the one in the picture behind me. Like it's got a main head on it that's pretty big. Then it has like a little cradle where you attach like the handheld, because you can pull the handheld off of the bigger head. Does that make sense? So then then you'd be holding a handheld and you'd have the shower head. So it's got like two ways you can bring the water at yourself. And then it's got this like Keurig spot, like I'm talking about, where it shoots essential oils at you.
Oh, a third spot just for that?
It's like got like a, you like put it into the shower head. That's the thing. You like click
it
in.
The big shower head at the top.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
Here's my question to you. How much do you think it costs?
Oh man.
I looked it up.
Boy. Oh, that'd be fun doing like Price is Right for home improvement.
Dun, 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 dun. Nathan Kress, come on down. You're the next contestant
$1. Isn't that how the Price is Right works? You just say everything's a dollar and then eventually you win.
Well, since you're bidding against no one, I guess that would be a way to ruin the game.
Yeah, no, you're right. Okay, I'm going to say $279.99.
Actual retail price, $209.
Wow.
For the top-end model.
Well, decently close.
Yeah, they got cheaper ones, but that's the one. That's the highest one. That's the creme de la creme of aromatherapy. Yeah, good. That's like the nickel plated one or whatever. And then they have lesser ones that I think the cheapest it gets is $130. So between $130 and $209. It's like a $70 range.
I'm glad it was. I was worried that they were going to just use that as an excuse to just make it like FU expensive.
Right.
Like
right. This
is exclusively for rich people, but that's still an FU level shower head.
$200 for a shower head.
That
you know is going to get clogged, by the way, someday. And one of those little heads on there starts shooting the way that hits you in the eye every single GD time you get in there. Mm-hmm. Ugh, the worst. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, especially now that you're introducing like oil that's going to get gunked up in there.
Yeah.
Like you better, every time you're done with that shower, you better run it at the hottest it can go for like 30 seconds after you're out of the shower. Otherwise. Yeah.
Also, by the way, can I say to Moen, the people at Moen, which again, not a sponsor, but if they want to send me one of these shower heads, I'll try it out. this has got to lead to some wasting of the water though, with people wanting to stand in the smell, you know?
Yeah.
It seems like it would lead to me staying in there longer. I also think for me, the smell, you would think there might be a taste that comes along with this. Probably not. You would think they'd figure that out. But it might interfere with my brushing the teeth in there, you know?
Oh, yeah, totally would. Because you rinse your mouth out with nasty body temperature water we already discussed.
No, it's non-shock to the system, not that cold rush of water to that one sensitive tooth water. That's what I use.
It's still disgusting.
No, it's fine.
Still disgusting.
Dude, it's
but
nice.
But yeah, no, you're right.
You should try brushing your teeth with warm water sometime. It's delicious.
I tried. Remember? I tried one time and I was like, never again.
Oh, I love it. It's the best. Never it feels again. More clean to me.
It feels like I just re-scuzzed my mouth.
No, man. I mean,
the only way that I...
Dude, do you wash your hands with cold water? No.
I don't like to, but I also don't like waiting 2 minutes for the hot water to get there because we're in a drought, you dingus.
I know, but that's true. But which one do you feel cleaner after? When you wash your hands with hot water or cold water? Come on.
Yeah, I mean, the directions say do it with warm water.
Yeah.
But no one says that for brushing your teeth.
Well, dude, I don't know what to tell you. Your mom, she did you a disservice by not telling you this.
Disgusting.
So did mine, by the way. I had to figure this out on my own. How come I wasn't told?
Until college. Yeah. No, you're right, though. I don't want, like, to have my nice, fresh, minty teeth and then get evergreen in there.
Yeah, no. Yep. No, not going to be.
That does kind of ruin
those
it.
Won't mix.
Although, I guess you could just take the second shower head and, like, you know, and then it's only coming out of the top one.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah.
So that's something.
Yeah. But. This is Radioactive Dads on Adobe Radio. I'm Brett. He's Nathan. We're kind of doing a little impromptu segment here called Have You Seen This? Nathan, have you seen the game Bold Made yet?
Bold Made?
Mm-hmm.
Is it anything like Old Made?
It is a little bit. You want me to tell you about it?
I do, because I have not played Bold Made.
Well, get ready, buddy, because I bought it right away. Let me tell you what happened. So there's a lady a mom, you know, and they're going through COVID and everything is a couple months ago. And she has always had a problem with the game Old Maid because, you know, she finds it a little offensive that, the worst thing in the world would be to end up with the Old Maid card. And Old Maid is, you know, a woman who I guess didn't have kids or whatever, lives alone. I don't know, whatever the stereotype is. But so this real life lady was like, I don't really like that message so much, you know? So she set out to do something about it and created the game Bold Made, spelled with a B, bold, and then Made, spelled M-A-D-E. And every card is a female of note, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg and the like. And it's really, you know, so playing the game that way with more of a positive image of, you know, powerful women. And I loved this story and like bought it right away for the girl that I'm raising. Yeah. And, you know, so have you seen this yet?
No, I have not seen that. That seems very interesting.
It's cool.
But what's the bad thing that you don't want to be then in that case?
It hasn't arrived yet, so I haven't actually gotten to play.
Okay.
Because there are slightly different rules, I think, than Old Maid. Because that was the first question I had too. But I don't know. They didn't really go into depth on that. And I was seeing this thing on the news, and I don't know. I always just love when I see people who, like, instead of just griping and complaining, you know, then do something and try to, like, you know, be, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, you know, do something tangible or material, concrete, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's cool. Yeah.
No, yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
Inspiring.
So she was so this was just like a not a person who makes games or anything, just a
not
person who was.
No, that's not how they were portraying it on the news. No, it was just like a citizen who always kind of had a problem with it. And they even said that, like, she was playing Old Maid, you know, with her kids and her son, who I think he's like probably like six or something. Like, she was saying to her kids, like, you know, this game is sort of negative or whatever. And I think she said in the news story, her son was like, well, then make a better one, mom. And so she was like, all right, fine. Precocious little kid.
Yeah.
So I kind of like that, so funny. That aspect of it too.
Yeah, kids are so that way.
But you can, like, get it on. I was just gonna say, you can. They're not a sponsor either, but you can get it on Amazon, or you can go to boldmade.com, is what I'm seeing on here. But yeah. Cool. Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Wanted to get.
No,
that
it's
in.
Okay. Sorry, it's so hard with Zoom. I never know when either one of us is done talking.
I know.
But yeah, it's funny. That's something that I've noticed Rosie doing a lot lately. Is if I say, you know, oh, we can't do this because we're, you know, it's not. It's too far away, or, you know, it's just not, we're not set up to do that right now. Just some, frankly, an excuse, like a lazy excuse to not do the thing that she's saying that she wants to do. She'll just look at me like, just wait a minute, look at me dead in the face and say, well, just do it. Just try. Let's just go get it.
Yeah.
You, like, just, it's so funny how they already, like, she's already able to see through my BS.
And she's using your own lessons against you, too.
Uh-huh.
Because you've been saying to her whole life, like, oh, come on, just give it a try.
You know, right.
We don't say I can't or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, she's already starting to turn that against me, where, like, it used to work in the beginning where I could be like, we can't because stupid excuse. And then, but how about we do this instead? Now she's just like, no, just do it. Like, this should be really simple. Yeah. Just do it.
They're very, they're challenging to argue with. Once they start arguing, it's a whole new ball game. Nathan, let's take a break here on Radioactive Dads on Adobe Radio and come back and talk about some other things on the other side.
Okay, sounds good.
We'll be right back. Hey there, it's Radioactive Dads on Adobe Radio. I'm Brett, and he's Nathan. I used to be on MTV on a show called Awkward, and Nathan used to be on a show called iCarly. Hey, Nathan, let's continue with our segment we were doing before the break, which is sort of impromptu-ly named. Have you seen this? Nathan, have you seen this? iCarly gets a reboot. Have you seen that?
Oh, you know, that is one that I have seen.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a surprise.
Yeah, man. Congratulations, dude. This got announced a few weeks ago, but we haven't got a chance to talk about it on here yet. What the hell's going on?
Oh, boy. Lots of stuff, man.
Didn't we just do an episode about how reboots suck? What the heck?
No. Yeah, okay. Okay.
How
but...
dare you make us instantly hypocrites? No, I'm just kidding.
If you go back to the episode from a couple weeks ago, you will see that I said what makes a good reboot, revamp, whatever, reimagining, whatever you want to call it,
right,
is when there's a distinctive, definitive change in tone, in character, in what they're doing, how they've evolved as
totally,
people.
Totally, totally.
And that was why I was saying, I think one of the biggest things is when you go from young people doing young people things to older people doing older people things, that's something that's so tangibly different that, yes, in a sense, you're like rebooting these people, but they're going to be in completely different places when you see them.
Well, and so, also there's not like a decades and decades of time between the original and the reboot, and they're just doing it with completely new people and all that. You know, this is completely different. But anyway... Yeah. Whatever. All that aside, congratulations, dude. It's big news. I mean, how did you find out about this?
Boy, so I guess I've known about this for a couple months now. I think it's technically been in the works for a while. I don't even know how much of this I'm really allowed to say.
Go for it. No one's listening.
There's probably a Viacom secret agent in my trees or something, like listening to this and they're ready to like bash through my window and pounce on me.
Oh, but, that's okay. I still have a Viacom key card, so we could go in there and get them back.
Perfect. Yeah. No, that's great. Yeah, just a little breaking and entering.
Sure.
It's a great way to start off my new...
I'm kidding, by the way. That's a joke. I actually got nervous that someone down there was like, what? We're not... we vowed to never let Davern back in this building again.
Yeah, you'd find a way. You'd be the one to like get yourself in like a shipping crate and huddle in there until closing time. Open it up and wreak havoc on someone's stuff.
I'd go find like old posters of the Andy Milonakis show. What?
Sure.
Anyway, what are we talking? Come on, back to it. How'd you find out about all this?
I'm sorry. So it was just a simple phone call, just asking how I felt about it.
Wow.
And that I was at least excited about the idea of it. I didn't know anything about it at that point, but I wanted to know more. Because honestly, it's something that I've been curious about myself since the show ended, of just the idea of, okay, we left them in a really interesting place. And as they progress into their 20s, what's happening to them now?
Yeah.
You know, we were so invested in these characters and so much has happened in the world. And I think what really got me was just thinking, by the end of the show, at least for me, I was having trouble interchanging or separating myself from Freddie. Like at that point, I was basically performing him how I was, you know, in real life. So anything that that Freddie said is something that I would have said, at least in terms, you know, maybe not my words, but in my interpretation of it and my performance of it. So I started in the last couple of years, especially, and I think since, you know, getting married and having kids and life changing so much in that way, I just started thinking, okay, if I am this different now, and my life is this different, I look at things this differently, I do things differently, I think and talk differently, what might have happened in Freddie's life in that exact same period of time, from late teens to mid to late 20s, what might have happened to Freddie that is fun and interesting and would have changed who he is?
He grew a beard.
Yeah, apparently.
And he got super long hair.
Hippie.
Became a COVID hippie.
Hair. One of my hair fell out yesterday and I measured it. It was 15 and a half inches.
Dude, you should keep it, man. He should have become a hippie.
I've talked to him about it.
That'd be awesome.
I've talked to him about it, but this hair drives me nuts. I don't know.
I know, but you'd have someone taking care of it every day then, you know.
That's
what
I mean? True. Because
they're the best.
True.
They're the best. Yeah. And they'll give you the haircut. They could give you a little cut, you know, maybe like bring just a little bit of like, I don't know, layers of texture. I don't know. I'm not, I don't have no idea what I'm talking about. But dude, come on. I think it's nice, dude. Don't get rid of those locks.
Maybe.
They make you powerful, dude. That's where your power comes from.
Look,
that's what you should tell them.
I'm in active talks to the producers about it. So we'll see. We're figuring out if it's going to be part of the narrative.
Tell them it's
not.
Where you get your comedic powers.
Yeah, that's where it's all derived from. I'm like Samson. You can't cut my hair or I lose my powers.
So Nathan's coming back. He has long hair and he's lost his mind. Something we're going to have to deal with.
Maybe Freddie should just be like full Howard Hughes. Like you go into his apartment, he's just got like jars of pee everywhere.
Oh, what?
Like talking to himself.
Man,
just being
you're right.
Weird,
that did take a tonal shift.
Yeah. So, but that's the thing. I guess, you know, I know that the story is still evolving. I know a little bit of it and it excites me.
So is everybody back?
So right now, the only people that we know for sure are Miranda, Jerry, and me.
Okay.
I know that we're doing everything that we can for everybody else, from regulars to guest stars that we want to bring back, and we're talking about how to fit them into the show.
What about new guest stars?
I don't know.
I happen to know a few actors, or at least one in particular, who would like to be an actor again.
Okay. Well,
has anyone actively groveled for a job live on the radio ever before?
You might be the first.
No, I'm just kidding. dude, that's awesome though. Okay. So then have you been calling people? Are you putting the screws to people? Are you out there recruiting?
A little bit. Yeah.
Good.
I have so little control and power in this. I'm just
come on, call your agent back. Let's do this thing. Doesn't hurt.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's delicate.
Yeah,
you know, and I'd probably rather let the people at play. Like I've, yeah, it's. Everyone is doing what everyone can, and no one wants to push anybody either.
Yeah.
And so I'll probably just stay over here and encourage when possible. But it's so hard to know where the line is, because everybody knows what we want, but we also want to be respectful of past experience and current desires to do or not do,
because
things evolve in that way.
What?
Yeah, wouldn't that be something? Like,
yeah,
friend style.
What's it going to be on? Like, what is it streaming? So, is it going to be?
Yeah, so a little bit of confusion about this actually, because mm-hmm. when they did the press release, I think people didn't necessarily read all the way to the end, because the headline says it's going to be on Paramount Plus, and people were like, "What is Paramount Plus? Is this yet another streaming service?" All it is CBS All Access, which has been around for a while now. But at the beginning of the year, they're just rebranding and changing their name to Paramount Plus.
So no more. Wait, what? So no more CBS All Access.
Correct. CBS All Access, as far as I know, is just changing its name to Paramount Plus.
Okay.
So all the content that was on CBS All Access is coming over to Paramount Plus, and then they're adding a huge slate of other movies and shows and stuff, including ours.
Why don't we just take this thing straight to CBS? Come on now.
I know.
Come on now.
I know.
You need me to get my agent on the phone? Hey, I'm a classy guy.
Hey,
yeah. Listen to me.
Know.
You're going to put it on CBS All Access. You call Paramount Plus. I don't care what you call it. Nathan Kress is a star. He deserves to be on the regular CBS. You hear me?
Yeah.
Hey,
I don't know. I think at
I'm
this
a classy
point,
guy.
I forgot the classy guy's coming back. I don't know. That would be great in its own way, but I feel like, I don't know, for some reason, especially since iCarly is like the streaming show and it was all about the internet
That's
and all that
true.
Stuff. I feel like
That's
it's kind
point.
Of fitting to wind up there. And it is kind of the future, man.
Yeah.
You know, if that's the way that's most approachable. And that was the thing. So the big point, and again, I feel pretty safe to be able to say this because I know that our showrunner has at least said this. The whole concept of this show is not, and that's why I don't even know if they necessarily agree with calling it a reboot, because it's not just doing the same thing over again. The whole point is this is a show that is geared toward the people who watched iCarly, who were kids from 2007 to 2012, who are now adults in their early, mid, late 20s and early 30s. It's a show for them. It's the whole point is for them to be able to follow along with the narrative and the storyline and not have to watch a kid's show in order to do it.
So you don't think it's going to be like when they rebooted sort of a whatever term you want to use, like Girl Meets World and Boy Meets World, like where they brought back the characters, but then they made it about the kids again. Isn't that kind of how that worked?
Yeah.
You know? So you're saying probably not what's in store for iCarly.
No, okay. No. So this is it's about us.
Nice.
Good. But it's
that's what the fans want, man.
Exactly.
That's
yeah,
good.
They
want
to be able to follow the story.
Yeah.
It needs to be, you know, we want, and the whole point is as we're talking about story and stuff, we want it to be relatable to what's happening now, to the age range of people who watched it when we were young. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to I'm excited because I think it's going to create this sort of like not to quote Disney, but like, we're all in this together kind of feeling. And I think that that's going to be something really special to show that like everybody's sort of in the trenches in this phase of life. And I think there's going to be hopefully a catharsis.
Have they given you any clues as to relationships, who's got kids, who doesn't, any storyline stuff at all?
Yes. And that part, I'm absolutely positive I can't talk about.
No, just whisper it. Just whisper it. They'll turn off their radios. Here, let's do this. How about this? We can do this. Okay, everybody listening, on the count of three, turn your radios off for like 14 beats. Let's all count 14 beats. Nathan, you tell me Come on, they'll do it. Everyone's a good sport, right? Or we do that thing that they used to do in every 80s movie where like the person whispers the plan but we the audience don't get in on it. We have to see it it's so silly. Just cut before the whisper. It's silly. So silly. And they did it otherwise, in like every movie.
Yeah. Just someone blowing in someone else's ear.
Well, Freddie comes back from college with a horrible they would always like start the sentence too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a horrible case of all over his.
That was only if you had good writers that they would mess with the joke like that.
Yeah.
You could tell who the real hacks were.
Oh, yeah.
If they just cut away too early.
Right.
Yeah. That's funny.
That's so funny.
Well, what do you think, though? I don't want you to give anything away either. Look, but like,
all I can say is there are big, at least in its current iteration, there are big life things that have happened.
Sure.
And I think that that's vital to show that these people are in a very different place from where they were when they were teenagers.
Do you think there will be surprises?
I mean, yes.
Do you think people will be like a little bit shocked? You know, like a little bit like, oh, I didn't see that coming. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. I think.
Of course.
Yeah. At least for. Yeah. I think. I want to say stuff. But I also don't know if it's like for sure going to happen this exact way, because I know that things have like flittered around in terms of concept. But some interesting stuff happens to Freddy.
All right. Don't give it away.
I'm not going to give it away, but I hope people just, the one thing that I want them to get out of this is it's going to be different.
Yeah.
And when I say it's for adults, that does not mean that like, it's not like kids can't watch it.
Right.
Like, you know, kids are still watching Friends on Nick at Night and How I Met Your Mother. Like it's that level of adult. It's just that it's not geared towards children. So,
it's,
you know, we're not like when somebody asked me, like, is it going to be for kids or adults? And I put adults on Instagram. Everyone's like, so does that mean like boobs and
like,
cussing?
Like
and stuff?
iCarly After Dark? Like,
yeah, not, this isn't Skinamax iCarly.
I got to admit, like I'd see the HBO version of iCarly. That'd be awesome.
I'm sure someone's probably done it in their basement.
There's some
somewhere.
Fan fiction out there that people can just read on the internet, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. If you want to go that way, that's fine. It's on the internet somewhere, I'm sure. But
that would be a completely different like retelling, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Definitely an evolution.
You just mean the characters are adults and they're doing whatever adults are doing, but
it's
done in a way that stays true to the show.
Right, and in that way, I think we do have a little bit more leeway. You know, I'm sure there's going to be stuff that wouldn't have made it past the Nickelodeon censors that are going to be in this because that's okay. It's for adults now. So
whatever.
I think in that way, it's like it's kind of fun. You know, like it's a new thing. And that's why, you know, when we were talking about like reboots and stuff in that other episode, that was largely talking about like big franchises and Star Wars and stuff where it just feels like you're churning out the same general storyline.
Totally.
Nothing has really changed. It's new people, but it's the same tension. And now just with what I know about it now, I think people can rest assured that it's going to be pretty different while still staying true to the core of who it is and the core of where the characters
are.
Well,
I got excited. I mean, I don't know if I'm allowed to share this, but when you text me about it and you said the new title was Breaking iCarly, I mean, I got so excited. I was just so pumped.
Brett, you weren't
people. Man, I'm sorry.
Man.
You know what? Let me save you from revealing too much then, because we got to take another break. And
thank goodness.
We'll be right back on Radioactive Dads on Adobe Radio. The break starts in 5, 4, 3.
Don't say the one.
Hey, welcome back to Radioactive Dads on Adobe Radio. I'm Brett Davern. He's Nathan Kress. And we were talking about the iCarly reboot or whatever you want to call it, whatever term you want to put on it, that was announced a few weeks ago that obviously Nathan's going to be a part of. And congratulations to you, my friend, and that's really exciting stuff. Before we were going in the break, I was doing your like Freddy thing, or trying to at least pay homage to you by doing the 5, 4, 3, 2, whatever. But I didn't say the two, Mm-hmm. And then as we went to break, you were like, you didn't say the two. And I was like, here's the thing. They did the same thing on Wayne's World a little bit, which is a little bit more in my wheelhouse, where I don't think they said the two. So that's probably why that's in my brain. But also, dude, have you ever seen anyone actually do that in real life? Like,
not in real life. I know, basically, I mean, it's a very common thing. And actually, you know, we never really talked about this on an iCarly episode to explain it. But like, generally, the only time I think I've ever seen it is when, like, when you're on the news or something.
Yeah,
like,
right.
When you go in and do it. Like, so it's basically, for those who don't know, it's a producer will count it down to let you know when you're back on the air. But every once in a while, I wonder who made this first mistake, like back in the 40s. But when you're doing a live broadcast, there's a chance that maybe it'll come back a little bit earlier than you're expecting. So you don't want the producer will start counting down, but then we'll start counting silently.
Yeah.
And then you just follow along with the beats. And then once you get past one, you know that you're on the air.
Because you don't want to hear the guy say, go.
Right. Yeah. Or two, one, you know, and then because it kind of breaks the illusion a little bit.
I don't think I've ever actually seen it, though. Like, I've been to those news things. Have you?
Yeah. I think it.
You're just not paying attention.
Maybe. Yeah.
I see it in every TV show, though. Like, when they're showing a show within a show, or like in Anchorman. I bet you they do it in Anchorman.
Oh, sure.
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, they do it in Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
I always thought that was so weird. Like, why isn't the guy counting? Like, why doesn't he say the last number when I was 9 years old? Now I know.
How is it cool to have a catchphrase? What's it like to have
it? It is pretty cool. The only bummer about it is that people keep asking you to do it in times.
And that's a bummer. Oh, poor you.
It's a little bit annoying. Like, because here, like, what it is someone will stick a camera in my face and say, hey, say in 5, 4, 3, 2. Like, okay. But then after that, then what? I just stand there and look stupid. Like,
you're supposed to say that. You're the one holding the camera. And I'll say happy birthday to your friend Megan after you silently point to me.
Right. Yeah. It's either that or I say, like, well, I'll do it, but then you have to start a web show.
That's good.
So, like, I'll come up next to them and, like, count it down. And then I, like, turn the camera back around on them. And then they start going, like, I'm Carly. and then it just sort of devolves from there. But every once in a while, there's the people who, like, take it very seriously.
That's a good, dude. That's good. On Awkward, there was a catchphrase, Molly Tarlov is the actress's name, my dear friend, but she played Sadie Saxon on the show, who was like the bully. And so her catchphrase on the show was, like, after she would give someone some advice that was clearly a backhanded compliment or a put down, she would just say, you're welcome, and walk off, which developed because Molly Tarlov herself, she came up with that. Like, I saw it happen. It was amazing. She said it, like, in a writer's room meeting where, like, she suggested something or, you know, I don't know, said something, and one of the writers was like, oh, that's a great idea. And Molly was like, you're welcome. And then they kind of said it in that way. Not in the way, really, that Sadie ended up saying it ultimately.
Right.
But, like, she just kind of gave a really nice, like, you're welcome. And it just made the whole room laugh, and they grabbed it and used it. And I always thought it was cool that she kind of invented it herself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And cool that they ran with it, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Catchphrases are fun, man. It's so cool that you have. I'm jealous, man. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. The amount of times that I've ended a video on "and we're clear" is like, I'm sure I've lost track. But yeah, it is kind of fun to, like, have sort of a calling card, you know.
But don't do it to Nathan. Don't do it to him. Don't you dare do it. He's annoyed by it. Don't you do it.
I'll do it as long as you do a web show with me.
I think that everybody out there should just start counting backwards from zero, from 20 now when they see Nathan. Yeah.
Just to be, like, totally safe.
Make it longer.
Yeah. So much longer. We'll
if,
just sit
if
there
you
and
see
count
Nathan Kress at an airport, like, grab him and be like, hey, man.
Can you count down from 45?
I'm going to start at 45. Is that okay? just to watch 45 seconds of your face, like,
just counting. Feel like I'm talking to my 3-year-old. Like, okay, we're gonna count now. Here we go. Follow along with me. Watch my lips.
You do get a lot of credit for doing something that a lot of people can do, which is counting backwards.
I own it. You know what I should do is trademark Counting Down from Five. And then just get royalties every time someone does it.
Do you have to add in, though, when you trademark it, do you have to add in parentheses, the one is silently
omit
mouthed?
One, yeah.
And then there's a point. That's like part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, there is the point. And it's pretty that's pretty trademarked, too.
Yeah.
You know, that's one thing that I don't we haven't talked about is, like, am I gonna, like, is the camera gone? You know?
Oh, yeah.
Like in the show. I don't know.
Would Freddie be using like a iPhone or whatever?
Or if it's even going to be like that. Like, am I doing a camera at all? You know? I don't know.
Well, she would still have social media though and everything, right? And like.
Right. It just depends on if that's something. Because I think the whole concept is that, like.
I think Freddie became a photojournalist. And has been on assignment for the last few years, like living abroad. You know,
yeah,
that's
like
why you come back with
in,
the beard and the hair, man.
Right, he's been in like Greenland, and so
or the green zone in the Middle East. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
I don't know.
Exactly.
I think he's been all over the world. I think he's. You know, why not? I. By the way, I know nothing, and I'm sorry if that's what it is, and I totally ruined it. Uh oh.
Dang it, Brett!
Oh no.
Considering that Freddie never did anything with photojournalism or journalism in
dude,
general.
Dude, honestly, I'm just trying to think of a way for you to keep the hair, man. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah. I mean, look, the techie hipsters, a lot of them have. Have you seen Jack Dorsey lately? That dude has like a full on
really?
Down to his boobs beard.
Whoa. Dang.
So, you know, people are making interesting hair choices, mm-hmm. especially in COVID world. That's something I don't know either if they're going to acknowledge, like, because we're shooting it next year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know where we're going to be at with COVID next year. But I wonder if that's something that's going to be acknowledged ever. You know, did COVID happen in iCarly universe? I have no idea.
It seems like TV shows can do whatever they want, but it seems like this thing has lasted too long to not mention it. It's a moment in history for sure. It's longer than a moment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think if it would have been like at first where we were all supposed to just be sort of living with these restrictions and stuff like for like 2 weeks or whatever, right? At the beginning. Remember when it was like, I would do this for like 10 days.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe you could omit it, I guess. But it feels like we've all been living with it for too long.
Yeah. I feel like we've grown so numb to it. Like, remember when they were like, there will be a stay-at-home order for 2 weeks.
I know.
And everyone was like, like, no one knew what to do, and we couldn't handle ourselves. Like, and then they said, this might go until July if we're not careful. And everyone was like, you know? And then here we are. It's going to be a year soon. We're coming up on a year.
Dude, at the beginning of this, I started watching a show called Alone. They put a season of it, I think, on Netflix, but you can find the whole season of it on demand somewhere else. It's like a History Channel show, I think, about they put people out in the middle of the wilderness and they basically just drop them off with 10 items and then whoever stays out there the longest gets $1 million. But there's no deadline. So, and they also don't tell you how your other competitors are doing. So you're just out there. For as long as until they come get you, or if you quit, or if you know, it becomes dangerous, or you lose too much weight or whatever, and they pull you out, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, so I was watching
real quick.
Yeah.
Do they, when you're the last person, do they come get you?
Yeah.
Or even if, so it's not one of those things where, like, potentially you're out there for your entire life because they never told you if you want. Okay.
No.
All right.
I mean,
unless
they decide to really mess with you. No. Yeah. No. They come get you. They fly in one of your family members. And these people are out there for, like, the one I was watching was like over 100 days. It was a long time. And, you know, hunting and living off the land and everything. And then they, like, fly out a family member, and the family member, like, walks up behind them while they're doing their little, like, TV interview. Because they fly in and do health checks and stuff, but that's the only contact they have with anyone. And then the family member comes up behind them, and they're like, you won! And it's, like, this crazy moment.
That's
but anyway,
cool.
At the beginning of COVID and all that, I was watching this show, and I was like, man, 100 days. Woo! Now, dude, I'm like, if you gave me food and cable television, I could do that no problem. Mm-hmm. No problem, man.
Oh, yeah.
The thought of staying indoors for 2 weeks at the beginning of this was, like you said, horrifying. Now, easy.
Yeah. I'm so curious how this is officially going to change the psyche of humanity.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're at that point now, and especially thinking about our kids, like a third of Rosie's life will have been inside under lockdown in a pandemic.
Jeez.
Like, that's a significant, like, how is she being stunted right now? You know, like, that's a lot for not very much social interaction outside of her house.
How is she getting something that no one else in human history has ever gotten before? And how could she see the benefits of these unique experiences?
Probably not very well because she's three.
No, but I'm saying, we don't know. Like, all that extra family time, dude?
There hasn't been very much family time. We've tried to not really see family.
I mean, immediate family time with you, man.
Just with us? I mean, other than, separation anxiety, who knows? For when she does finally have to, leave us for long periods of time.
Maybe it'll make them never leave, which is kind of what I'm wanting now, the older they get. I'm like, you better not get old and leave me.
Really?
No, I don't know.
Because I'm counting down the days to retirement, man. This lockdown, I can't wait for you to be in school every day. I want, and
no
that's,
way,
that's the
me.
Funny thing. I spent before my brother got married, he did backyard COVID wedding. Before he got married, we went up to Big Bear, just me and him and my other brother. So it was basically just a kind of a boys trip with one other friend. And this is maybe the most COVID thing that's ever happened. I completely forgot what I was going to talk about. What were we just saying?
This is Radioactive Dads on Adobe Radio. We're on every Wednesday. Thanks for listening to this episode. That's a wrap, everybody. We're out of time.
No!
Yeah, we really are.
We are?
I was just going to kind of wait for you to complete the sentence and then be like, dude, that's interesting, but we got to go. And
oh, man,
you couldn't
fair.
Remember.
Well, I
guess I'm like, that's better.
No,
that's just rad.
No one will ever know that story. That's
leave them
the
wanting more,
COVID
man.
Thing.
First rule of show business.
Oh, that was it. I just,
no,
that's the first time I've been away from my family
sorry,
and I've learned to miss them.
Sorry.
That's all. That was what I was going to say, was I had never been away from them, and suddenly I was like,
I
oh
didn't
my gosh,
hear that.
It's so great
the
to
show's
miss
over.
You.
That's it for the show, everybody. This is Radioactive Dads.
I'll tweet it. I'll tweet
Radio.
It. Everybody just check my Twitter.
Every Wednesday, you can find us on Adobe Radio Live, or you can find us wherever you get podcasts, radioactivedads@gmail.com if you want to add in anything to the show or ask questions or whatever. Nathan, I really wish we could have heard the end of your story. Bye.
Oh, yeah. Bye.